morning. My guest this morning is Vanessa Wallace from the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Good morning, Vanessa.
Good morning.
We are going to be talking about the food bank's summer lunch program. What you are looking for specifically from our audience is volunteers to help person this program. Talk about it a bit. What will it do? Who will it benefit? And how can people volunteer?
Sure. This is the 12th annual Every Child, Every Day Hunger-Free Summer Lunch Program that the Redwood Empire Food Bank is sponsoring. We'll have over 40 sites throughout the county that we provide free hot lunches, freshly prepared for any child who comes to one of our lunch sites during the lunch service.
Great.
There are over 30,000 children who depend on the free and reduced price meals program during the school year. But when summer lets out, that's not something the families have access to. So we're here to fill that gap. And part of doing so is our relationship with so many wonderful volunteers in our community. We utilize volunteers in our community in a number of ways for our summer lunch program. We've got volunteers who come out and serve the lunches directly to the children every day out at the parks or out at their apartment complexes.
And how many locations did you say there were?
We're going to have over 40 locations this year that we're providing the service at.
That's a complicated program.
It is. And we're happy to be able to provide in all different cities of the county, which is so important. And with being in so many cities, we also have truck routes that we deliver to, but some of our sites are a little farther out and we can't get to them on our trucks. So we utilize volunteers in that capacity to help us out by delivering these hot, fresh meals every day to the sites that may be inaccessible to some of our large trucks to access. So those are two main ways that we utilize our volunteers for our summer lunch program.
So if someone volunteers, how much are they subscribing to in terms of time?
Our program operates for 10 weeks. It's going to start on June 8th and end on August 14th. We ask that our volunteers commit to one day a week of service, so whichever day of the week works best for them. And then that way they'll have a nice opportunity to have a relationship with the children, see them on a frequent basis, help us out, and then they can take some vacation here and there if they need, and we'll plug those gaps in. But we do ask for a day of service for each of the 10 weeks that they're around.
Is that a whole day, morning till evening and so on?
The volunteer service is about an hour to an hour and a half long, depending which capacity you volunteer in. It's not much of the day,
not really.
Lunchtime. So if everyone's available, we'd love to have them come on board with us.
Are you anticipating this program serving more people this year than it has in the past?
We're not sure if we'll be serving more people, but we will be in different areas that we haven't been able to serve before. We're going to have some new locations where we're serving the lunches, areas that we haven't otherwise been able to access. So we're hoping we're going to be able to draw new community members who may not have had access to our programs, not necessarily looking at a larger increase in population, but hopefully serving another demographic of families who haven't been able to come out to some of our locations in previous years.
I take it that as time has passed, that the whole organization of the Redwood Empire Food Bank has grown year after year, season after season. What do you see as the future? Where is this going?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, we really want to work with our community. We're so lucky to have so many community partners who run programs with us or help us do our direct food distribution. So many new volunteers have come on board, and we've been out there in such different areas. We're really looking forward to seeing what the future holds. We really like to respond to whatever call there may be in our community. So I couldn't speak to the future because we really don't know, but we're very flexible, very malleable, and happy to respond to the needs of our county and see what we can do to service everyone who may be food insecure.
I have to say that I consider you people to be one of the major unsung heroes of Sonoma County, at least in part because the work you do is so quietly done. You're so modest. You never blow your own horn. You do nothing but good for people. And like all people that really do good, you sort of steal quietly away at the end. I think it's just admirable.
Well, thank you. You know, like I said, we couldn't do the work that we do without such a wonderful staff that we have, but also we have many, many volunteers, not only during the summer, but throughout the entire year, who come forward to help us regularly or seasonally. So it's quite a community effort for us to do the work that we do.
Thank you for coming in, Vanessa. And for you volunteers out there, all you need to know is that the website is refb.org. The telephone number, 523-7900, extension 155. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.